Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you've joined me today on this Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2021. Oh, I pray that you and yours have a very joyful and merry Christmas. But you know, we celebrate the coming of our Lord, not just once a year, but we celebrate throughout the year. But yes, December 25th is special, and our very culture goes out of the way. Now, I know the culture has become, Christmas Day has become secularized to a great degree, but there are still many elements of our Christian faith in Christmas still in our culture. And we need to make the most of that and proclaim His name in every opportunity that we have during the Christmas season. That's what we're seeking to do. Now, today, I want to talk to you about why we do not have to be afraid of women teachers, preachers, pastors, and leaders. And you may say, well, what does this have to do with Christmas? Well, there's the passage here I want to read to you. And I will use that as the launching pad for what I want to say to you today along these lines. And this is from Matthew's Gospel. And Joseph and Mary, they were engaged to be married. She was betrothed to Joseph. And before they came together, in other words, before they were joined together in marriage, and before they had sex, she was found to be pregnant. And Joseph, her husband, this is Matthew 1:19, be a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. He didn't know what was going on, but he obviously had a love and respect for Mary, so he just decided to just separate from her quietly and not tell anybody about this. Verse 20 says, but while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Wow. Joseph, what has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Now, I just want to use that as sort of a metaphor and a parallel, because throughout Christian history, women have been marginalized in the church. They have been treated unfairly and told they could not teach, they could not preach, they could not pastor, they could not do this, they could not do that. But yet, you know, the scripture says in Acts chapter 2:17, quoting from Joel, says, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Wow, that prophesy is speaking forth by the Spirit. That includes preaching, teaching, sons and daughters. Wow. And isn't it amazing that Jesus, even after his resurrection, the first person he appeared to was not Peter or John or the high priest. It was a woman, Mary Magdalene. He appeared first to her after his resurrection and sent her forth as the first herald, as the first preacher of the good news of his resurrection. But yet, in spite of all of this, husbands, Christians, have looked on with skepticism and wonder and sometimes even anger and resistance when women have moved out, been stirred by the Holy Spirit, and have stepped out and begin to witness or begin to preach or begin to teach or plant a church or whatever it might be. And so I believe that this message to Joseph is a message to many men today, and women as well in the church. Because you see, it's been some years ago, God birthed in my wife Susan, Dr. Susan Hyatt, a vision to articulate teaching that would affirm and confirm that God does call and commission women to do anything and everything that he calls men to do. She originally published this in a book called In the Spirit We're Equal that got widespread reception, went through two printings. It's been out of print for years. She is just now committed to update it and to reprint it and republish it. So this will be coming forth in the spring. But the words of the angel to Joseph, "Do not be afraid to take unto you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit." Now, I know I have preached in churches, more than one, that was pastored by a woman, even founded by a woman, and the husband did not feel called to ministry at all, just sat in the congregation, along with the rest of the congregation. And I am sure that they had to have the same revelation that Joseph had about Mary. Hey, what is conceived in your wife, this burning desire to preach the gospel and to tell people about Jesus and plant a congregation and pastor a church. Hey, don't be afraid. That is from the Holy Spirit. That is from me. And I believe that God is sending fresh revival to his church today. And I believe that there are many, as it says in Acts 2:17, that when the Holy Spirit is poured out, both men and women will prophesy. And so it is so important that we not quench the Holy Spirit by confining and restricting women just on the basis of their sex. That saying, just because you're a woman, you can't do this. You can't pastor. Just because you're a woman, you can't teach men. Now, most of this is based on two passages that are taken out of context in Paul's writings and Paul's epistles. And Sue explains this in her book, In the Spirit We're Equal. It's also explained in a book I wrote called Paul, Women, and Church. It's available on Amazon and on my website, Paul, Women, and Church. But the thing that I want you to hear today is what Joseph heard from the angel of the Lord. Don't be afraid, Joseph. What has happened in Mary is from the Holy Spirit. And I want to say to men, to husbands, to the church, God is doing something powerful in the female part of his body. He is raising up women preachers and teachers and pastors and church planters. And so don't be afraid, because this is a part of the body of Christ rising up and becoming a powerful force in the world today. Wow. A friend of ours named Esther Rollins, she's gone on to be with the Lord, taught for many years men and women at Zion Bible Institute in college in Rhode Island, where Sue and I were on the staff there for a couple of years. And we got to know Sister Rollins, as she was called. And she had a message called It Took a Woman. It took a woman. And that is what God said to Yonggi Cho when he called him to begin to recognize women and to put them in positions of leadership in the church he was pastoring in South Korea. This was way back in the 1960s. And he resisted at first, but God would not let him off the hook. And he tells this very humorous story, how God asked him one day, said, "Yonggi Cho," said, "who brought me into the world?" And he said, "A woman did, Lord." "Yonggi Cho, who brought me up and reared me and at her feet and I sat on her knees and she taught me the ways of God?" He said, "A woman did, Lord." And he said, "Yonggi Cho, who followed me in my ministry and looked after and supported me with financial gifts and looked after my natural needs?" And he said, "Women did, Lord." And he said, "Yonggi Cho, to whom did I appear first after my resurrection and send to preach the first message of my resurrection?" And he said, He replied, "A woman, Lord." And he said, "The Lord, ask him all these questions." And then the Lord said to him, said, "Yonggi Cho, if I have no problem using women, what is your problem?" As a result, Yonggi Cho opened up his church to women leaders and pastors. It became the largest church in the world. And when I visited there in 1988, this church had 700,000 members and was growing at the rate of 13,000 per month. Most of the harvest was coming in through their home sale groups. And when I looked at the home sale groups, of the 50,000 sale groups, I think it was 48,000 were being led by women. And when I looked at his pastoral staff of over 600 associate pastors, 400 of them, two-thirds of them, were women. Wow. And his church, and he himself said, "I could never have built such a great church without the full participation of women." So I want to say to the church today, if we're going to see great revival, we've got to remove the restraints that we have put on people simply on the basis of whether they are a man or a woman. And I will say again the words of the angel to Joseph. Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife. And I say to people today, don't be afraid to take Mary or Jane or Susie or Alice or whatever her name is. Don't be afraid to embrace her and facilitate her, because that which is conceived and birthed in her is from the Holy Spirit. And God's getting ready to send a mighty wave of spiritual awakening across the land. God bless you. I'm Eddie Hyatt. Oh, be free in Jesus. Just be free in Jesus to do whatever he tells you to do. And I look forward to seeing you. You know, I'm going to take a week off next week as we get into the new year. I'm going to take the final week off. Want to do a little, have a little extra time of prayer, seeking the Lord, looking to him for the new year. But I will be doing some live streaming and broadcasting. We'll let you know about that. But I wish you all a very merry and joyous Christmas. God bless you, love and appreciate you, and thank you for all that you are doing to help us advance the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I look forward to seeing you next time for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.